If you can't see anything, you're not going to be able to find your car when you leave here.
Eat my pussy, Mrs. Dirt. I wanna fuck your dirty black pussy.
I'm not lesbian.
They are sentinel figures like rocks. She's one of these people that was like, believers walk around going... If I had a nickel for everybody who said the world was going to come to an end, I'd be a wealthy woman today. Everyone in the world is psychic. Not everyone is psychic. Any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomachache, and you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true. Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor. That's a big job. Do you know there's so many chickens on the other side that won't come down here?
Hi. Hi, it's me, Mads Weinstein. I am a little bit frazzled here because I'm doing a sologram. Let me just check my settings here. Up a hill. Mic one. No, this is mic two. Testing. Hello. Because I want to make it nice and lewd for you, but at the same time, I don't want to make it... So I'm screaming. Let me hear it. Sorry. I'm just trying to do it right for you, the audience.
Hi, honey.
Is that good? Mm-hmm. I know there's a clicky-clacky. That's different. That's a different story. That's more about me. That'll go away. That's the microphone hitting my lesbian cord. Anyway, I'm trying to talk more Jewish today because of Israel. All right, so let's see. How's that volume? Volume looks good. Not going over. Looks good. Looks good. Feels good, too. Hello. Yes. I learned a lot from... I actually did a whole show that I erased because I was getting technical and I decided to fix some things that have been double-jointed anyway. Because you had your head on the floor. Now, you know what I mean. Like, it was just things that I haven't technically... Christ on a wheel. I dropped this thing. And anyway, the reason I'm here with you... is because I have to do some cleaning, and that's when I groan. So, finna do stuff.
I'm gonna pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed.
So that, and I'm gonna clean and talk to you about my ridiculous life, which I'm sure... The reason I do this show, you know, my friend Griselda, she's been on this program a few times. She sends me boxes of, you know, garbage from her house. But what she said to me is, Madge, could your life get any worse? I need to talk more Jewish. She said to me, Madge, because that's my name, could your life get any worse? And I said, yes, it could get worse because I don't have any ice cream, so it already is worse. But then I realized that doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. So I went to the 7-Eleven last night, and I bought the very, very lapsed, I hope I have a trash can in here, I hate going upstairs, there's people. Not that I don't like people, but I just don't like people around me. So I went out to the store, and I got the last, so lucky, it was like God was in my life. I got the last, very last container of the Ben & Jerry's Froyo with the, what do you call it? Not the chocolate chunk. It's like half and half. Froyo. It's like there's some brownie. Oh, here. Fortunately, I left the container on the floor. It's called half-baked Froyo. I had the last container because, I don't know, why is it that when I go to the 7-Eleven, they have like 95% regular full-fat ice cream and only 5% Froyo? Thing is, I have high cholesterol, and I'm on these statins, you know? These statins. I'm Staten Island. So the thing is, Jesus, do I have a lot of garbage. Why am I talking about the person? These are the buttons, Griselda sent me, that say ugly. This is the other, fuck. These are the other ones that say obese. Send me $100, I'll send you one. Just keep in mind, I actually will never get around to it, though. All right, so here's a box, double-jointed, heading to the floor. Let's see. I'm just throwing stuff out because my parents are kicking my ass out of the room. They're coming back from South Africa. Yeah, unfortunately, my father has a cancer, so that's not very good. So they went on a nice trip to South Africa, then they're coming here, and then they're going to go back to Florida after my birthday and my niece's birthday. Here's an invitation to Griselda's shearing ceremony. That's nice. She's getting her hair cut, and evidently that's a cause for me to have to fly out there at my expense. So let's see. Some unopened bills. Oh, bills. Yuck. I tear up medical bills because, really, what's the point? You know what I mean? Here's my benefits for Obamacare and there. I mean, they get enough money. They get plenty of fucking money. They don't need the extra $80 from me. Seriously. Fuck them. Oh, I hear Trotsky barking. I hope there's somebody upstairs to take him out. Otherwise, he's going to shit on the floor. But, of course, he's double-jointed anyway. Let's see. I hear somebody walking upstairs, so he should be fine. So I got these new shoes for my interview. I have two interviews this week. I was going to say something before about how horrible my life is and about Ben & Jerry's. Look at this. I spent all this money on these new shoes for these two interviews, and they don't even give you a decent shoe tree on the inside. It's a fucking plastic shoe tree. I had to use these Echo brand shoes because I have fat, flat feet. You know how it is with obese people and flat feet. I also have these nice tennis shoes that are the wrong size. If anybody wants them, please buy them for me. They're Air Max and they're size. What size? 11 and a half, but they run small. 11 and a half normally is a good size for me. It's European 45 and a half, but they're too small on my big toes, which is really weird because they shouldn't be. That's normally my size. So if you want a nice pair of pretty shoes, they are black and red. If you're black, you'll like these, because black people like these sort of flashy shoes. But they're running shoes, I believe. Are they? I don't know what they are. They're for blacks, so they're very nice. All right, so let's see here. What have I got? Where's my other shoe tree? Shoe tree. Shoe tree. Shoe. I'll put it back in the shoe wherever it comes from. I need a stretcher, a shoe stretcher. So anyway, so my birthday's coming up on the 30th, a week from yesterday. Well, you don't know what day it is because who knows when you're listening. Probably not today, which is my day. So what you can do is Don't worry about any wish lists, PayPal, nothing. I want, please, Amazon gift money, gift certificates. So just money from Amazon, whatever, any amount, preferably Lourdes, because I want to buy a Vitamix. I already have $115. I need like $400. And the thing is, it's really not for me permanently. It's really for my sister. It's her house, but I make smoothies too. But I thought, you know, it'd be really nice to like get it for the house, and then she can just keep it because, you know, she's let me stay here for free for God over 2.5 years now. It's fucking ridiculous. So, boxes away. I don't throw out boxes. Is that a hoarding thing? No, I don't think I'm a hoarder. I think I'm just lazy. I think there's a big difference. Ugh. Okay, where's the bag that I put laundry in? It's orange, and it's somewhere. Okay, orange. There it is. I found out the other day I was talking to somebody old, and he told me that when you get past about 60, you start to lose your ability to distinguish colors. Yeah. So that was nice to hear that. No, garbage does not go in the laundry bag, me. Oh, farted. Sorry, I hope you didn't have to hear that. So anyway, if you're new to this program, please. Oh, I just throw out a shirt. I know poor people would love it, but I'm poor and I threw it out. If you're new to this show because you listen to Walls Fall Out and you're like, what the fuck is this? There's two types of shows, basically, on this Yeast Radio channel. There is the group shows with me and Cheryl and some other people lately. We've had the wonderful Deborah Wilkerson. We've had Reagan Fox from TV's Big Brother a few years ago. He lost. And, sorry. But, let's see. And then we had Loaders McGee. No, kidding. What am I talking about? I'm on the floor trying to pick up wires, and now I forgot. Because I'm looking at wires, and I found a card for $5 off the burrito bowl. Or no, it's a Brazilian bowl. No, I'm not looking for garbage. I have all these little natural fruit snacks. They get them for the kids, and I steal them. They're like five little pieces of candy in this bag. And the idea is for kids to not be obese. So I just grab them and have, like, always have to go to bed with a couple of these packets next to my bed so that I can eat. Because I am a hungry woman. Because I take some antidepressants that make me hungry and depressed. So the wrappers are all over the floor. And last time my parents stayed here, they, scrotum. My father cleaned up the room after I cleaned it, because, of course, I didn't clean it very well, because, you know, I'm a lesbian. We mostly eat steak instead of clean, and go to fairs and, you know, eat pussy. So, yeah, and we're very feminist. Oh, shit. All my shit's falling. Feminist, we're bloated. Oh, a ding-dong. Yeah. And that's for my bike. And what does that say? YouTube? Did I get a... Oh! Flight 370 ended in Southern Indian Ocean. Oh, wow. Are there any less dead because of that? Jesus Christ. Walls fall out. I love how people care more about that fucking airplane than like the fucking World War III that's going on. Whatever. So look, all these packets. I should just take a picture and that should be my album art. All this garbage. Yeah, I think I'll do that. Fucking awful. Jesus Christ. And I mean, Citibank, stop sending me fucking paper. God damn it. Fucking notebook. I don't fucking want to see it. You know what you got to do sometimes? You got to throw shit out and just deal with it. Map of Chicago. Who the fuck needs that? Who the fuck needs a map of Chicago? Fucking live here. Oh, my dental card. I need to go to the fucking dentist. Got my Obamacare. Got my dental card. So anyways, there's two types of programs. There's the me and the group show, which is fun. You know, a lot of swearing. And it's kind of enjoyable. And then there's this, which is just me talking to myself. Being miserable. And most people don't like this. So there's nothing wrong with saying, look, I don't want to listen to this dyke talk, but it's my show, so I'm going to post this shit. And all you have to do is ignore it, okay? That's what I'm saying. I need garbage pails. God. Oh, my God. I need a job. I can't wait to have a job, and I can move into my own fucking apartment. Do you know, I mean, the last time I did have an apartment in France, but that didn't count because it was the size of a shoebox, and it was so smelly. Because it had this, you know, they don't use vacuum cleaners in the part of Paris where I lived, because it's, you know, where the Arabs live. And my landlord was Moroccan, so he didn't clean. He just had these horrible Moroccan rugs that were disgusting, and they were just like dust mites everywhere. So I immediately got cold after cold, just snot everywhere the whole time. I would go into the studio where Max and Stacey shot, and I had to pick up the footage, and I'd just be snotting everywhere. And I think they used to get sick a lot, too. It's just a disgusting city. So over-fucking-hated. All this fucking garbage every day. How do... You know, I remember as my parents were here, like... let's see, the end of January, February, March. Yeah, so less than 2 months ago. And this place was clean. This room was spotless. And I thought, how could it possibly get dirty again? Here it is. Dirty as fuck. How? How does it get this fucking dirty? Probably because I'm a pig. I'm a big lesbian pig. And how dare you accuse that of being redundant? I am not redundant. Okay? I am retarded. Yeah, but not redundant. Redundant. So, anyway, I'm trying to talk more Jewish. Back in the old days... I need money. Oh, yeah, so send me the fucking... Just Amazon fucking money, please. Just Amazon gift certificates. Doesn't matter, it'll get to me. Any of my emails at work. Heartburn. Loudatlesbian@gmail.com is preferable. Yeah? Loudatlesbian@gmail.com Bloatedlesbian@gmail.com Bloatedlesbian@gmail.com Vitamix, please. Thanks. That way it'll be distinguished. Now, if you want to send money for the show, then you can either, you know, you send it to the button on the Yeast Radio page. But you see, since mostly I do shows with Cheryl now, you have to say whether, if you don't want it to go to me and Cheryl, you have to say, like, Madge, this is just for you, or otherwise I'm going to assume it's for both of us. Which I hate to do because she has enough money, the little cunt. But she always has to have more, even though I'm unemployed. But it's really not her... I always hate people that, you know, that do that. It's like, well, you have so much money, so I should have more. Well, you know, it's not my fault you're a fucking loser lesbian. I'm talking to myself, you know what I'm saying there? When I'm saying... Beach. Anyway, here's my magic trackpad, which I don't like. Another... bag from the Apple store. There's my emergency money that I got from selling my MacBook vagina. I've only taken $40 out so far, I think. Let's see. Where did I leave my vagina? In my... yeah, lips. So, let's see. Lots of success with the Cheryl's video. I had nothing to do with it except for the linguistics, I suppose. So she got on my... Because now I'm hosting it on my YouTube, which is Prolapse McGee. I think like 260,000 views on that page, but it had like $350,000 on the Vimeo page before they shut it down due to rampant assholism. Vimeo is just assholish. And see, this is the whole thing. People need to store their own content. Like, I just learned all this shit on the web and every webinar. And I just want the internet to be free. People should be able to post whatever the fuck they want to without fear of it being taken down. Why is it that every time there's a service, it ends up being censored like hell? Can't there just be a service that's fucking, you know, not... that's just where you can put anything, but it isn't fucking cheesy and like end up looking like the Las Vegas equivalent of the internet or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you have Cam 4, you can do whatever you want there, but it's just fucking
shitty flash and nasty ass 12-year-olds doing porn and crap, you know? I mean, there has to be, I don't know what I'm saying, but there needs to be something that's just not horrible, but at the same time, free. Not free as in money, necessarily, but free. I mean, it turns out, like, the place, the only place where my videos still reside, where I left them, that I posted, say, 10 years ago, the only place, aside from my own website, insanefilms.com and Yeast Radio, the only place where they still are is archive.org. So I would say for anybody out there who wants to host, and the nice thing is archive.org is free. But I very much am disgusted by services like SoundCloud and Vimeo and any service that charges you a monthly fee to store your media, because, and Ustream is doing it too now, because Ustream used to be free, and then, you know, for this basic shitty service, and then all of a sudden they said, well, we're going to delete all your media if you don't start paying us. It's extortion, you know, $10 a month or something. So your media gets deleted. Over your time, media gets deleted. I have this open source project that I've kind of been working, well, I started, but I'm not sure the status of it right now, because I'm very busy doing nothing. But the thing with that is, the idea behind it is people should be able to own their shit, you know? If you made it, you should at least have a copy of it, regardless of who necessarily legally owns it. In other words, you made a video for, you know, your company, let's say you work for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and let's say, you know, that belongs to them. Okay, nobody's going to contest that, but still, you made it, you want it for your portfolio, you should have it for your personal, in your personal possession, not to share just because it's your, you made it. And everything you made should be belonging to you, in your possession, for you. You know what I'm saying? You, audience. Anyway, it's hard to be actually make cohesive. Pew. Oh my God, is that me? B-O. So we have this new washing machine that my sister bought. And at first I was like, you don't need a new washer. Oops. You don't need a new washer, because they had this amazing, like, Swedish gigantic thing and did a great job. But this thing, so they got need a new dryer. They said, okay, we'll buy the washer and the dryer. So this thing has a sanitary cycle. And this listen turd named Wayne, H period. Because I had said, I posted something, look, my odor, my yoga clothes from 4 years, they're 4 years old because I can't afford new yoga clothes. Can somebody please tell me how to get the disgusting mildew smell out of it? Because, you know, I've soaked it in vinegar, I've washed it. Well, Wayne said, if you have a vagina, wash it in vinegar. No, kidding. Yeah, which I do, and I do, but it doesn't work. He said, if you have a washer that has a sanitary cycle, use it. Well, the washer and dryer of this new thing has a sanitary... Christ on a wheel. Has a sanitary cycle. And I guess what it does is it sanitizes, rather, is it heats it up real hot. And it actually worked. It got rid of the mildew smell. I couldn't fucking believe it. So now when I do yoga, I don't have to smell like dirty me, dirty lesbian. So thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much for that hint. I don't know if anybody even fucking listens to this crap anymore. It's so out of sync. You know, it's so funny. I've been on top of so many trends in my life. I've been using the internet since well before the web was created. I just am not a capitalist. You know, I don't know how to make money. I don't know how to compromise. I don't know how to self-promote. All I just know how to do is lesbian. And all my pants have these gyne holes. I mean, it's seriously, like, three pairs of my jeans have gyne holes. You know, because I ride my bike and the fucking crotch wears out from my big lips. So I have like one pair of jeans now that doesn't have these gyne holes and a couple pair of beige pants. So I wear the same fucking pants every day. I need a job. Okay. I have one interview tomorrow, another interview the next day. Got to research these fucking companies, blah, bitty fucking blah. And,
Yeah, so now I'm putting shirts away. Thank God for noses, or I wouldn't know where my clean laundry is. Just paper everywhere. Stop sending me paper. It should be... I want the post... I've talked about this... I don't know if I've talked about it, like, with my voice, or just on the internet and writing, but I want the post office to close because I get too much mail. I know, it's very wrong for a democratic liberal person to say that, because we're all supposed to be very angry and Republicans hate the post office. I don't care. I have to think for myself at times, and myself says the post office is antiquated, we don't need it anymore, and the people are obese. Our mailman is massive. I don't know how he moves. He is huge, audience. Huge. 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 And massively obese. You know, and we feed him with McDonald's. He is fat. But why? You know what? The only reason I can think of to keep the post office is for Social Security people to... Somebody here? Trotsky's barking. I have to check. Hold on. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. So anyway, the post office sucks, you know. The thing of it is... Where am I recording? Bleep so. Yeah, so... Yeah. So, okay. So the post office, yeah. So the only reason I can think of to keep it open is that... Oh, I can't believe I actually remembered my train of thought. That's the first time that's ever happened. Is for Social Security checks, you know, for old people to get their Social Security checks. That's the only reason I can think of. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but there's a way around that without having to have this gigantic antiquated institution to do that. So perhaps, you know, just... I don't fucking know. Maybe they can get a fucking bank account? Jesus Christ. A debit card, you know. There's a way around that, I'm saying. But the post office sucks. You know, we waste all this fucking money on junk mail. It's fucking ridiculous. Just think of all the paper. Wait, all the forests that are wiped out from junk mail. I can't even imagine. It's probably like... one forest a day when you think about all the junk mail. I don't even know how we have enough trees. It's ridiculous. All the mail that gets thrown out every day is obscene. And I never hear anybody talking about it. You know, everybody's always like, oh, the post office, oh, wee. Oh, wee, the post office. Post office, post office, the union. We have to protect their pensions. Well, you know what? I don't even have a job, let alone a fucking pension. And I know that's wrong because I understand... You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, just because you don't have a pension, you know, you have to protect the labor system and all this shit. Well, yeah, the problem is, and I agree with that, but the problem is that the only people that get pensions are people that are paid by taxpayers, which fucking is bullshit. So that's saying, okay, well, sorry, basically, fuck you. I think it should go like this. I think everybody should be legally... have the right to have some sort of pension, or nobody should. That's what I think. Because I think it's fucking bullshit that I don't have shit, but I have to pay for a fucking pension. I have to pay for fucking 57% of taxes go to the fucking military budget. I mean, what the fuck is it used? What? At least now there's some health insurance, but basically, you know, that's paid for because I don't fucking can't afford it. I earned like a dollar last year. I'm barely exaggerating. Oh my God. Anyway. That's when you go to the doctor and get pills. Yeah, Patricia Neal. My God, stop with the mail. So enough. No bills. Bills, everybody has email. If you don't have email, just go kill yourself. And then the other thing is, if you do have email, kill yourself too. Just kidding. Yeah, that's what I tell people. And they're like, I don't want to kill myself. Well, just do it because, you know, there's more space for us. I don't fucking care. I know that's awful, right? Airline informed relatives of passengers of plane's fate. Malaysia spokesman says he is deeply sad. Malaysia flight went down in the Indian Ocean.
New data shows missing plane plunged into the Indian Ocean. Oh, that is sad. It's sad that those people still had hope all this time because they saw Lost. They have to activate this new card that's probably full. It has a chip in it, so I guess I can travel the world again when I am broke. At least I do have some air miles, but I have to save it. Amy Abdu is getting married this summer, so I'd like to go to Amsterdam, but we'll see. I don't know what's going to go on in terms of work and all that sort of thing. And all that sort of thing. You know, I'm just going to throw out all this. I don't know why I keep bank statements. I guess I'm afraid, like, I'll get a house and they'll need a bank statement. You know? Like, you can't print that fucking shit on the goddamn internet. Yeah, I'm going to throw the shit out. Fuck it. I'm sick of this goddamn shit. I'm sick. Oh, I get something maybe for taxes, though, but I don't get interest. Remember when I was a kid, like, my mother would say, oh, little boy, little girl. I mean, little girl. I was a lesbian. And she'd say, oh, little girl, you know, save your money and let's get you a bank account. You can learn what happens when you save money, you get interest, right? And I'd earn like a dollar in interest, you know, and I'd be like, woo, woo, you don't get any fucking interest now. You can have $1 million in the bank. You get maybe $10 a month. You know, it's fucking ridiculous. I don't, of course, but I might have $1 million in debt. So anyway, that reminds me I need a Vitamix. Don't forget, please, let me charge up this little charger, my charger. It's 10:30, Babs, why isn't the Eggman here? I got Metamucil, thanks to Griselda. Jesus Christ, you know what you send somebody with too much junk? Junk. Send them more fucking junk. She doesn't listen to this show. It doesn't matter. She only listens to Cheryl. Nobody listens to me fucking talking to my goddamn self. Everybody just wants to listen to Cheryl. That's some goddamn stream of consciousness shit. Everybody just want to listen to goddamn prolapse. Well, I don't care because this is my fucking show. Taking my own life. Doing it on right. Ain't nobody going to tell me I ain't. Screw it. People will get me when I'm dead 3,000 years from now. Dig up my goddamn shit. And have it printed on a record. They'll be like, ah, I got her. Now let's get some DNA from the bitch and bring her back as a little girl. Little baby girl. Let's see. The Kiss My TV Show. Thank you for the videotape, Griselda. Thank you for the VHS tape that you wanted to get rid of. Didn't see that coming. All right. Let's see. More pieces of paper on the floor to throw out. Ugh, a bill, yuck, garbage. Medical bills equal garbage. It's funny because my niece was looking at me and when I was checking the mail. She said, oh, you got mail, auntie. Auntie. She didn't say auntie, but I wish she did. I like auntie. Oh, Propel. There's this, somebody bought Propel water, like a case of it from the Costco. It's just nasty. It's like water with this chemical that makes it taste sweet and it, like some sort of flavoring, and it's like, I'd rather just have water. Like, it says replenish, vitamin C and E, energize, all this bullshit. But really, it's just bullshit. And you can just get water for free, and this thing's probably like, ooh, you know, $50 a bottle, I would imagine, something. The world hurts. Okay, there's a wrapper. So much food wrapping. So much food wrapping. Here, everywhere. My parents are going to be so upset because we turned off the cable. Wait, so my father's in this room and he can't watch TV. Oh, is he going to be upset? Is he going to be angry? Hulu? Nah, not going to work for him. Nope. Nope. Cannot cut the cable for seniors. Doesn't work, but we did. But it's nice, though, because we sort of consolidated. So we share accounts from each other, even though I don't have any, you know. So one person in the family has Hulu, another one has Netflix, another one has Showtime and HBO and DirecTV or whatever. But, you know, cable TVs are taking over the world. Comcast is fucking scary and evil. You know, they fucking took over everything, Comcast. You know, they have just, they started exercising their lack of, what do you call that, net neutrality. So they said they're extorting money from Netflix, which is obscene but legal.
now because of some fucking court case. So net neutrality will probably go to the Supremes, hopefully, and because we'll see what happens. To me, like the Supremes, though, they often fuck things up, like Citizens United and Eminent Domain. I mean, but I think they also, as far as branches of government goes, they're probably the least corrupt. Even the fact that, you know, you have some really corrupt ones like Scalia and Thomas, still, you know, you also have people that balance them out. Well, you have one person, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that balances them out, which is really not a balance, since it's two versus one, but still it's better than nothing. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't care. As long as they keep Obamacare, I'm fine. Until I get a job. Age discrimination is worse than lesbian discrimination, I believe. As a woman and a lesbian, I would have to say that age discrimination is far worse than others. Anything else. And I love how everybody ignores it. Whenever I tell somebody, like, you know, I feel like I'm having age discrimination, they always say, like, oh, no. They just rationalize it away. Like, oh, no, it's this. Like, just dismissing it. Like, oh, certainly. There's no, like, it's just denial. Like, hello, it's fucking obvious, you know? Like John Kovac was telling me, you know, he went to the unemployment. He said, Madge, everybody's either black or old. And that's, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Discrimination is against the black and the old. You know? If you're over 40, good luck. You know? That's it. Bye. Rachel wants me to move to Israel. Nefesh benefesh. They call me like 6 times a day. Move to Israel, Jew. Move to fucking Israel. Yeah, no, there's all this anti-Semitism everywhere. Ah, farted. You know, if they would find me a job, I would, but, like, they're not going to do any fucking work. I have to do it. So that sucks. No. Important information in close. What does that mean? It means throw this out. Like an idiot, I'm going to open it just to see. Yeah. Discover card. Balance transfers. Suck my vagina. Balance transfers are awesome, except when you're maxed out on too many cards, because then you don't have the money to move shit around. This smells okay. So you can't shift your money around, and then it just becomes a big fuck thing. Which is why I need a job. So, come on, you out there. I don't know. I kind of wonder, like, why doesn't somebody hire me to do something? I'm not talking about you people out in the audience. You don't know who the fuck I am, but for real. But I've had a lot of interviews. I never had a problem getting a job before. You know, and I don't know what it is. I think it's my age. I really do. Because nothing else has changed except the fact that I have become, well, podcaster, and I worked for Adam Curry, which wasted many years and fucked up my career. But I should still be able to get a job. I mean, I would think people should be able to see me for my worth or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that I can actually... The fact that I was a good manager 10 years ago, I'm still a good manager now. I went to this school for coding, you know, and I still haven't gotten a job. It's been like a zillion years. They say they have an 80% placement rate. Well, they say... never mind. They say they have a 95% placement rate in San Francisco, which, fortunately for them, I'm not there, because then it would be lower. But, yeah, so it's fucked. So here they say, I think, 80%, 70 or 80% placement rate. Well, over the first 3 months, that didn't quite happen for me. Still trying. I went to another class last week for job getting. But the thing is, like, everybody, all the other people in my group, there were three, I would say three of us, I think, that were over 40. And everybody over 40 got a job except me. So maybe it's not age discrimination. Maybe it's just me being ugly and fat. I mean, that's a distinct possibility. It could be obesity discrimination, for sure. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm thinking, well, maybe I should go to live in Florida since my father is sick and I should help. And then I looked, and there's just not many jobs. Certainly very, I couldn't really find any sort of Ruby jobs in Florida, but I'll look harder. And so that. Maybe I'll just call my friend and get a job there. But then that's not really working. You know, I don't want one of these jobs in quotes where it's just basically a handout for doing nothing. That's kind of like what, you know, that's not work. Well, hold on, I'm farting. I'm going to fart on the mic. Hold on, listen, listen. You hear that? Do you hear that flappy bird? It's like a flappy bird. Flappy bird. Hold on, hold on. Okay, I'm done flappy birding. Okay, so I've been talking like 40 minutes and the room is still a mess. I mean, I don't understand how I'm this much of a slob. How does this fucking... Why do I have two benefit books from Blue Cross? I just noticed this. Same fucking thing? Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Of your mother with stink hair in BC. The fuck? Oh. Oh my God, when's tax time? Fucking shit. Didn't get any W-2 from the... Never mind. That's another story. Yeah. I'm taking my own head and screwing it on right. Ain't nobody gonna tell me I ain't. Yeah, Santa Claus is coming for your mom. She knows when you're eating me out. Yeah, that made sense. So I still have this, my present for being... I still have this present from Dev Bootcamp. My graduation present, which is unopened. It is a picture of my class, which I could give a fuck about. Let's do the singing bell. Maybe that'll help relax me and you, audience of none. Please leave a comment, so at least I know one person listened. All I need is to know one or two people listened. Hear that? How heavy is that? The end. Not the end of the program. The end of the singing bowl. He knows when you're asleep. He knows when you've been bad or good lips. Period. The end. I hope these pants still fit. For tomorrow. For my interview. Will you? Yeah, they fit. Sure, why not? And then I'll just have some bloat. I'll have a bloat to go. He knows when you are bloated. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you got fisted. So get fucked. Just use rests to the end. What the fuck was that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I heard noise. Okay, let's see. Thunderbolt Station. Is this how many ingredients left? So I guess I'll keep the box because that's what Jewish people do. That's what hoarders do. I have to hoard.
Girl got a hoard.
She got a hoard. She got a dick. She got a hoard. She got a hoard dick. She got a hoard. She got a dick. She got a hoard. She got a dick. She got a dick. Nope. She got a hoard. She got a hoard dick. She got a hoard. I'm going to make a smoothie, and then I'm going to go to the Starbucks, I'm going to study, and I'm going to go to yoga at 7:30, and the end of the world can fuck my ass. That's all I need. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get a job this week. If not, I'm going to move to fucking Florida. Okay? Fine. I guess that's what's going to be. Florida sucks, so you better find me a job, somebody. You know what I'm saying? Noam saying, Noam Chomsky? Are these clean panties or dirty panties? Let's look. No, they're clean. Don't smell duty or cheese. All right. Wait, let's switch shirts, though. I don't want to wear the tie-dye. See, the sun, this class on Monday nights is a hot temperature-wise class. well, also people-wise, it's very hot. It's one of these gay classes where everybody takes their shirt off. Not me, of course, because I'm disgusting. But I need to bring one of those exercise-y shirts that breathes. Because otherwise, if I wear the tie-dye cotton shirt, what'll happen is my fat will leak everywhere and get sweaty. It's disgusting. The nice thing about these exercise shirts is they cling to your fat. It's like they're fat sticky. They're sticky. The bed gets creaky. My fat gets sticky. What is this envelope? Jesus Christ. Another fucking envelope. Pour it and open immediately. No more mail. No more mail. Nope. No more mail. Illegal. Close the post office. The end. Thank you. Save enough money to pay me to have my next miscarriage of duty or something. I'm taking my own hell. Screwing it on right. Ain't nobody gonna tell me I ain't. Santa Turd Claus is coming. Dear mother's vagina. And she knows when you're gonna eat her out. She knows when you're ugly. She knows when you're pound lobster and ugly. You better be good for goodness sakes, cause you're pound lobster and ugly. Girdle. Skirt. Belt. Go, you better watch out. The problem is I go into these interviews with such a negative attitude, like there's no way anybody's gonna possibly hire me. It's just, it's an awful tude. I don't know why. My self-esteem has been in the shitter for years. Oh, is that P? I hope that's not Trotsky. It's not P. Just saying that. I'm talking out loud. Is that sweat? Can you see? Do you hear that? How heavy is 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 that? Honey, honey. You better watch out. You better not lapse. Sanch Turd Claus is coming. Dear Mom. He knows when you're asleep. Is this thing working? He knows when you've been bad or lapsed. Oh, this Motu darling. How do you end? Yeah, now you're back. Okay, sorry, I was clicking things. My audio interface. It works perfectly, except the screen's just gotten dark. You know, the LEDs are just not quite as visible as they used to be. But it still works. It works real good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it do. Obese, ugly, obese, ugly, obese, ugly. Thanks, Griselda. All right. You better watch out. You better not lapse. You better pull out. Who's naughty or nice? Sans Turd Claus is eating your mom's pussy out. Yeah, she sure does. She sure does. She better not watch out for you and be good for goodness sakes twice. Yeah, I'm gonna put these sheets for here. Oh, no. My brother-in-law's been working on this hole. It's like he carved out a hole underneath the stairs. And he's been working on this for like a month. And I don't want to put the sheets there because then the sheets will get even dirtier. Which doesn't really bother me since they're going to get washed anyway. But the problem is I've been buying these cheap-ass socks. These Hanes socks that are cheap, and they last like 3 washings, and then they're just disgusting and horrible. I love diabetes socks. I would say send me those for my birthday, please, but I need them Amazon. I need a Vitamix more than diabetes foot socks. Diabetes foot socks. Okay? So please try and send me some diabetes. I mean, some Amazon money, and then I'll buy my own. I wish they would make abortions illegal. Then I could at least make money doing that, abortions. I could be like Veronica Drake or whatever her name was. Veruca Drake. What's her name? Prolapse McGillicuddy. Oh, half a pill. Fuck me. They call me yellow, yeah, mellow yellow, lapsy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who's why do I have so many fucking pillows? This is a mess. This is the thing that I have for the thing, just the thing. You can sing a rainbow. Who can sing a rainbow? Cover it with lip. Cover it with lip. The prolapse man can. The prolapse man can. The goatsy man can, because he mixes up with lips. That's a Cheryl song, Cheryl Markowski. My frequent co-host on this program. You can find her at whoryhill.org or here at East Radio. She is also the star of Walls Fall Out and sister of Montezuma's Revenge, a.k.a. Jan Brewer. She's over visiting with her now, trying to talk her into running for governor again, even though it's illegal. But apparently, old Annie get your gun, or Janie get her gun. She doesn't care what the law said. She fought the law. So now gays can get married. It doesn't help me. It doesn't make my pussy stink any less. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So you better lapse out. You better not prole. You better scrotum out. Ooh, the doorbell. Maybe it's a package. Right. Maybe it's somebody really annoying coming to visit and talk loud. They pretend to be interested in something they don't care about. That would be a different. But probably it's just some bullshit. Probably the prepared meals people that come here. You know, because that's just how we roll in these parts. Okay, now I have a basket of laundry that needs to be put away, but no room for that. I have no organization skills, though my friend Nicole once taught me that you're supposed to put like things together. My friend John O taught me the same thing. I'm pretty good at it. I think once I have a house again, instead of a room, I'll be better. But that's probably wishful thinking. I'm looking at the screen now. I've been talking 52 minutes. I haven't gotten enough done in 52 minutes. I hear Trotsky running upstairs. It sounds like somebody. Okay, I'm going to have a prediction. I think it might be somebody close to the family because Trotsky sounds excited by his tip-taps. So I'm going to guess it means I have to hide. Let's hear. I'm going to just peek out. Shh. Nope, don't hear anything and I smell pancakes. So I might be able to go upstairs. I'm both your father and your mother. I'm so glad we have each other. You have me, I have her, you have me, you have her. So yeah, so my parents are coming from South Africa. They took a nice vacation. I'm always weird. I don't really like to talk about family stuff. I like comments, but I don't like comments about these sorts of things because I don't want to appear on my blog. So please don't say anything about this on the comments. But yeah, so father has cancer. He's being treated. It's not a nice cancer. It's a bad one. But he's being aggressively treated for it. He went through all this chemo. And then he went through radiation. It's been going on for about the past year. And they were hoping after all this radiation that the tumor would have shrunk, but it didn't. It got a little bigger, so it's not good. And the other thing is, men in my family don't live that long. Every generation of men has gotten cancer in their 70s or earlier. Fortunately, I'm a lesbian, so then I'll die in my 80s of a different cancer, probably a pancreas, like my grandmother. So it's great being inbred Jew. But anyway, I hope that makes you feel sorry for me enough to get me a Vitamix so that I can eat healthier and not die quite as early. But don't worry, I know that you have to, other things you need to spend your money on, like Starbucks, so don't worry about me. I'll just die of cancer early because you didn't buy me a Vitamix. So don't worry about that. If you are worried, though, I mean, I hate to bother you, but you can always just send me money for my Vitamix to my to Amazon. Just send me Amazon fucking money. bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. That's bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. And remember, you can also call me and leave a message for this program. Firm uterus is the number. It's the whole number. It's a 10-digit number with a 347 area code, so don't be retarded. It's just, if you're from out of the country, just do +1 firm uterus. Actually, if you're in the country, I think that'll work too. Call my firm uterus. Do it. Thanks. I'm not going to end this show until I've put this fucking laundry away. Oh, here's the shirt my niece almost burned the house down with. That wasn't very fun. But she bought me a new shirt, so whatever. That's over. I can throw out the old shirt. I'm taking my own head, screwing it on right. Ain't nobody going to tell me I ain't, because Santa Claus is coming on my tits. Yeah, come on my tits. I'm going to post an Eat This Hot show today, I think. I'm planning to anyway. It's done. And a Yeast Radio on the same day, so this will be a big day, hopefully. But Eat This Hot show has priority. But it's done. I just have to, like, post it. I just have a hard time, like, writing stuff, because I want to write show notes, because it's better for, like, the searching world, but that means I have to listen to it, and sometimes that's hard, because I'm very lazy. I'm a lesbian. So let's see. So I'm getting the room straightened today. So that means tomorrow I clean the bathroom, and I'll have to move my shit into the other room. My computer. I can't type on a computer. I mean, I don't mind when my parents come. I don't mind it because I have, there's another mattress, and I haven't eaten it because I'm not really in an eating mattress. Not because I already ate it, but I have another mattress. We have another mattress. We don't have any mattress eaters here. There's another mattress in the basement, so I just sleep there. It's no big deal. And I just put my computer in the other room, so I really don't mind it. And it isn't a perp excuse to clean my room. Also, I do mind, because otherwise, why would I be going to such lengths as to explain to you why I don't mind, when in fact I obviously do. Duh. But it's still better for me. You know, it's also good. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want anybody to fuck this up. But, you know, Obamacare covers Cialis and Viagra, and that rocks. Even though they don't cover birth control, there's that whole controversy. But you would think, wouldn't you think that, like, it would be consistent? Like, isn't it, okay, so Viagra, more sex, right? Birth control, more sex. What's the issue? You know what I mean? Why would anybody not want either one of those? Who? You know, why would anybody not want more sex? Enabled. You know, so what the fuck's with these morons that say, oh no, we don't want no fucking birth control covered? What the fuck's your problem? You know? But artificially hard dick is fine. No, but I don't want you to tell your congressman, because I like the artificially hard dick. I mean, vagina. Because it's also, you know, those things lubricate the vagina. For old women like me, postmenopausals. I don't use anything like that, but if I did, I would still be telling you about it now. But I would probably not want you to ruin it for me if I were to be someone that did that. Well, this is weird. Okay, so I'm making the bed, putting my new taffy quilt on. I already told Taffy, I'm so excited. If I ever get a job, I'm going to commission her to make me a Stevie Nicks quilt. And it's going to be so gorgeous. So it's going to be like... What? I heard a buzz. It's going to be like... Oh, I'm going to fart. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to commission a, quilt made out of Stevie Nicks gowns. I mean, not actual Stevie Nicks gowns, of course, but things that look like Stevie Nicks gowns. Taffy pulls. I mean, seriously, I have never seen anybody who makes quilts like this, and in such a short period of time, and for not that much money. So this shit's fucking amazing. Get a hold of her. She's on Facebook, or contact me and I'll send it to you. My email, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. And also, my email is bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. bloatedlesbian. Oh, my phone number, yeah. Firm uterus, bloatedlesbian@gmail. Firm uterus, bloatedlesbian@gmail. Firm uterus, bloatedlesbian@gmail. Call me when you're in the car and you're bored. I will not answer the phone. It will go straight to voicemail. Just talk so that I can play it on my show. I need content. Do it. It'll make me do shows. Talk, talk, talk. Just do it. Just talk. Firm uterus. Bloated lesbian. No. To call, just call. Firm uterus. And almost done with this laundry, which means I can end the grump soon. Yes. Yes, honey. But I just put it all in the same place. I don't match kinds. I just dump it all in. It's pump and dump laundry style. I don't care. Just need to get the fuck out of this fucking house. Need to go to my coffee shop and get my free birthday Starbucks. Ooh, diabetes feet socks. You know what the worst thing is? Oh, I found both. The worst thing in the world is when you find one diabetes foot sock and you can't find another one. And then you realize, I can't wear diabetes socks today. CVS diabetes socks rock the cocks. And don't worry, though, about not being able to get me them this year. Like Lisa Crown, who got me no-show socks. You don't need to get me diabetes foot socks. You know, just give me, you don't have to give me anything, but whatever you can afford, even if it's $1 in my Amazon. That's $1 towards my Vitamix so that I don't die of cancer. Otherwise, you know, that's cool. You can't afford it. But it'll be your fault that I died of cancer. You know? Because I will be podcasting from the hospital bed at death, guilt-tripping the fuck out of all of you. Like, I'll just say, no big deal. I forgive you, all of you. Even though you're not apologizing at all. But I forgive you for killing me passively by not paying for my Vitamix back before it was too late with the cancer. I will not blame you that you have caused my, what do you call it, not antivirus, that thing, those things at the end of your DNA that make you get old. What are those things called? Free radicals. I will not blame you for my free radicals having frazzled and given me cancer, even though it'll have been your fault. I'm done. Where's my fucking theme song? My real theme song. Yeast theme. Yeast show theme final. This is probably the vintage one. I don't fucking care. I don't give a shit about its fuff, origin, whatever. Oh, let's see. Okay. Yeast 2 theme. This is the, not that. This is the proper one. Let's see. Bye. Yeah.
Gone.